775-776-1350. Stop by at 2414 Casement Road, Manhattan, or email frontdesk at 1350kman.com.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you on this Monday morning. And as is tradition on In Focus on Mondays, kind of like to make it a little looser, kind of a little more of a variety of who knows what I'm going to do on a Monday. This Monday, we got Joshua Smith in, Fort Riley veteran, originally from Baltimore, served twice in Iraq. You're also one of the co-founders of the Little Apple Comic Expo. And, well, so news editor for the Chapman News Times. You do so much.
I'm all over the place, man.
All over.
I like to be involved.
Well, we've been teasing, talking about Captain America a little bit all hour, so let's go ahead and
get to it
and dive into Captain America. Captain America is one of those really interesting superheroes in the entire comic book realm in so many ways, because he's a very specific character. He's Captain America. And if you look over the years, if you really do your research on him, it's very interesting publication history. And especially now, I think ever since the latest Civil War storylines in the Marvel comics.
Yeah.
When it comes to that, and they've really kind of been trying to use some Captain America stories and really make it relatable to a lot of the news headlines going on today. And especially, it's very common, dating back all the way to when they brought him back out of the ice in Avengers in 1964,
yep.
Where he's often a man without a country sometimes. And there's been times he's given up the shield and be like, the country's not agreeing with my ideals or vice versa. And he'll step away from time to time.
Yeah.
I guess maybe just a few quick first thoughts on just what Captain America means to just American pop culture.
Well, in my opinion, I mean, Captain America is, from his first appearance in 1941, he's punching Hitler in the face on the cover of that very first
issue. Right out of the gate.
Jack Kirby knew what he was going for right there from the beginning. Jack Kirby, Joe Simon, two great, both military veterans. Both of them, in fact, fought in World War II. One time, Jack Kirby was asked why he had Captain America punching Hitler on the cover of the first issue. He said because he couldn't show him shooting him. That was the reason why. These were two young Jewish boys from Brooklyn who were very, very patriotic. I mean, that was part of what Captain America came from. He was the ideal for them. And as time has gone on, luckily there have been some excellent writers and artists that have touched on that character who've kind of carried that political through line. Like we were talking during the break about in the 70s when they had the
1974.
There you go. Thank you. And I believe that Roger Stern, I think, was the writer at that
Steve,
time.
Engelhart.
Engelhart. Okay.
Engelhart,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So before Roger Stern. But yeah, when Captain America lost his faith in America because what was going on outside, which was they were addressing the Watergate issue and how would Captain America deal with a president who he didn't know if he could trust. And in the comic books, they had him give it up. He stopped being Captain America. He became a nomad, the man without a country is what he was at first. And then the captain, instead of calling himself Captain America, he was just the captain. And they replaced him with a new Captain America who was a good soldier named John Walker, who was
very old school, very
1950s, yeah. True blue American is what they went with. And they carried that storyline for a few years, I believe, until Steve came back and they had the big clash between the two of them and Steve took up the shield again. But when he came back, of course, he came back with an African-American sidekick, which was another like, hey, let's address some issues going on in this country. Captain America has always led the way. Politics.
That's when the Falcon came in,
yep,
right?
Yep. Yeah. Captain America has always led the way, a mixture of politics and pop culture. And really, I don't think any character does it better.
I was looking at some of the old storylines, going back to that 1974 Steve Engelhart story, which we were talking over break. It was called Secret Empire. They've done a recent Secret Empire storyline that made a lot of headlines when that panel of Captain America saying, Hail Hydra, that he was this secret Nazi. We find out that the Red Skull brainwashed him into thinking that this had happened, and it wasn't.
Because, of course, really Captain America is a good guy.
When I first heard about that story, I knew that was the direction they were going. But the original Secret Empire story is one that I really don't know if they could do that today, because it was at the height of Watergate. I found this interview with the writer, so Polygon.com, that did a big write-up on this. They actually interviewed Englehart about this story and just talked about how he felt it was easier for them to do that story. I guess just a quick synopsis is that basically in the storyline, this is the height of Watergate, and I don't think they necessarily mirrored the Watergate scandal, but basically there's a scandal going on within the White House.
Yes.
It's at the top level, and Captain America finds out who it is, and he unmasks this person, and while it's never said that it's President Richard Nixon at the time, it's heavily implied that this whole time that the President of the United States has been behind this big scandal, and Captain America unmasks him and is very shocked, and the character, again, it's implied that it's Nixon, kills himself in the Oval Office. I could not imagine Marvel doing any story like that today. I mean, but Englehart was saying that he felt like he could do that at the time because he's described a country in 1974 that was very united against Nixon. It wasn't really this kind of down the middle thing where you're pro Nixon. Everybody had an issue with Watergate. People forget that with Watergate, it was a Republican-controlled Congress that impeached.
It was
a Republican president, so it was very different back then. And again, it just really showed just the depth of the Captain America character and just how he's used as kind of a barometer in a lot of ways for the country.
I always felt he's the barometer of America's integrity. Is the what Captain America is, and that's in that when he discovers that, you know, the man he's been following, the man that gives him his orders, is a spy. Basically, it breaks him. Captain America has to step away and say, like, you know, this isn't who America is, so this isn't who I am, and he gives it up. He became an artist for Marvel Comics. Actually, that's the funny thing. In the comic book, he drew the Captain America comic book.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I don't think I remember that part.
Steve Rogers is an artist. They actually have a moment to acknowledge that during First Avenger when he's drawing the dancing monkey.
And he's such a representation of America in so many ways when you look at his origins, because before he got the super, and if you've seen the movies, you know a little bit about it. He got this serum and all of a sudden he becomes this big, you know, super strong, soldier strong guy. But before he got that serum, he was just this very weak, but through a government program,
yep.
He was. They looked at him for his heart, what he had inside. So he's such an example of both being like somebody who's kind of his own man, kind of that classic sort of idea of American idealism. That's probably more idealism on the Republican side. But then he's also has that idealism on the Democratic side as far as benefiting from a government service in some ways and kind of being a team player in that.
I completely agree with you on that. I don't have anything else to add. You put it perfectly. I see that. He nailed it, man.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good. Because even the Winter Soldier movie, it really touches on that, where all of a sudden that shield's compromised, and now he's America's after Captain America in that movie. And they go back and forth with that in comics all the time.
All the time. Captain America is, like I said, the barometer of America's integrity. He isn't necessarily going to agree with them all the time, but he's always going to have their best interest at heart. So,
very true. Very true. And actually, like, what are they doing with him right now? Because they aged him for a little bit, and then they
actually
killed him off for a little bit.
Right now, the comic book is written by Mark Waid, drawn by Chris Samnee.
Oh, Waid's good. I like Waid.
Oh, it's great. And they've gone back to a very traditional Silver Age kind of Captain America is riding his Harley across America right now, helping the little guy. That's what's going on in the he's back. He's a hero, and no more operating on the macro scale, operating on the micro scale, and going around to communities that need help.
And he's not aged anymore, is he?
No, he's back to young, you know, tough guy.
So. All right. Well, it was so fun having you on.
Thanks so much
for coming in. We'll do this again.
Hey, I'm always down.
All sorts of stuff.
You got me. Just send me a message.
Because as usual, there's like a couple other things I wanted to ask you about, and we didn't end up getting to them. But hey, we have the show every day. Thanks so much, Joshua Smith, news editor for the help me out, Josh.
Chapman
News Times. There we go.
He could have just had newspaper.
Newspaper.
That would work too.
That would have, you know, narrowed it down pretty quickly.
You're listening to this, newsradio, KMAN.com on demand. Thanks for listening.
It's 10 a.m. at KMAN.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of